Well, I'm joined here at Edgar Street by Nick Nenadich, and really to talk about a Hereford United legend. And Nick, as we look out over Edgar Street at the moment, obviously no game on at the moment, but you would have watched the gentleman in question here a few times now, don't you?
Going back a few years now, Dixie McNeil. What a character, what a great player, what a great sort of advert for the game. When you speak to him now, it comes across with that still has got that boyish enthusiasm. Very, very knowledgeable about things. Quite a passionate Wrexham supporter, I've got to say. But having said that, I think he's got some very, very fond memories of being here at Edgar Street and a lot of very, very good friends.
And you're basically bringing him here to revisit the club, really? What's happening?
Well, in a word, Trevor, what we're trying to do is we're trying to use the Vice President's Club a little bit more. It stands empty for all but 3 or 4 hours, a fortnight. And it's basically a nice little setting for small groups of things. And really taking a leaf out of Lord Beeman of Leinster's book, really, we thought if we just did a few modest sports evenings where people could just come along and listen to some of their favourites, some of the old talented players that have been here, that might just help with the running costs. And as you know, a football club is a drain on money. Even though I would think we'll only make modest amount of money, it's better than making nil.
Dixie McNeil, I mean, we're of a similar vintage, but I remember him, of course, part of that third division championship winning season when he scored all those goals to help Hereford up into the old second division.
Well, I mean, those are halcyon days, weren't they? And being realistic, will probably never be replicated. But Colin Addison, Tommy Hughes, Byrne, I mean, there are a lot of his compatriots around who are looking forward to him coming back. He's looking forward to coming down. I've got to say, I rang him about a year ago and said, look, Dixie, there's no money in this. I might be able to squeeze a bit of accommodation. Be delighted. Absolute pleasure. Put me down. And he said, I can't tell you when at the moment because I'm not sure of my commitments. And I thought, oh, that's code for I'm not coming. But in fairness, he rang me and said, right, I'm free on the 9th, Friday the 9th. I will be in Hereford. Where do you want me? What do you want me to do? And I'll do it. So absolute, five star.
Are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. Anybody who knows the VP room, you wouldn't describe it as the TARDIS. Perhaps you might to look at it, but it doesn't have the dimensional space inside. So it would sit, I think, comfortably about 60 people. And speaking to Lee in the office last time I spoke to him, I think we'd sold about 45, 48 tickets. So there are still a few available. We'll do a few on the door, but obviously what I don't want to do is have a huge rush on Friday night and then make it uncomfortable for people who've booked in advance and people will be standing up. And standing up for 2 hours is not a lot of fun, really.
Well, best of luck with it, Nick. Hope it goes really well. How much are the tickets, I should ask?
Well, they're, in this cash-strapped times, they're a staggering fiver. I think that's great value for money, really.
Nick, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Trevor, thank you. Brilliant.
Dixie McNeil, then, in the VP's Club, the Vice President's Club at Hereford United, Friday the 9th of December. Tickets a fiver, available from the club office.